Listening Library presents The Odds of Getting Even by Sheila Turnage. Read for you by Lauren Fortgang. Chapter 1. Tupelo Landing, Inside Out. Mr. Macon Johnson's kidnapping trial snatched Tupelo Landing inside out, sharp as Miss Rose snaps a pillowcase before she pins it to her wash line. It gave my best friend, Dale Earnhardt Johnson III, a triple shot of worry before the courthouse even opened its doors. In the first place, Mr. Macon Johnson is Dale's daddy. In the second place, Dale and me, co-founders of Desperado Detective Agency, helped put Mr. Macon behind bars last summer, making us top witnesses against him. And in the third place, Dale's the first in his family ever to testify on the side of the law. The idea of his daddy's trial twisted Dale so hard, he forgot how to sleep. As for me, Miss Moses LeBeau, a sixth grader in her prime, I looked forward to sending Mr. Macon to the slammer where he belongs. Nobody hurts Dale without hearing from me. Nobody kidnaps the Colonel and Miss Lana without answering to me either. The Colonel and Miss Lana are my family of choice, and I am theirs. As best friend, Dale is family, too. Besides, a conviction would look good for Desperado Detective Agency. This case is a slam dunk, I reminded the Colonel the day before the trial. Dale and me heard Mr. Macon confess. He closed the trunk of our vintage Underbird, which used to be a Thunderbird until the T and H fell off, and sent the Piggly Wiggly grocery cart careening across the parking lot.